Now to your letters. Last Sunday, NPR's Tovia Smith reported on the high-stakes Massachusetts Senate race between Republican incumbent Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren. Brown and Warren struck a deal aimed at banning paid advertisements by outside groups. Both candidates are trying to score political points for their piety, as we heard this political science professor mention in that report.
The tap dance is certainly who is squeakier cleaner, and they're both showing that they're sort of model citizens.
Jonathan Kraus writes on NPR.org, fighting over who is the most positive is really no better than fighting based on negativity. Both still circumvent a rational discussion of policy issues in favor of irrelevant superficiality. Barbara Necker writes on our website, I find this refreshing. Hopefully, it will allow the candidates to focus on actual issues and the voters to gain a clearer understanding of the candidates' stance on them. Last week, we also brought you a report about an exhibition at the Brooklyn Museum showcasing the work of the late artist Keith Haring.
So this piece is called Beatrix, and it's 50 feet long by 6 feet tall. It has a cinematic quality that way. It's all black and white, and you have this almost psychedelic interweaving of human figures and snakes and televisions. And
Cesar Zalamero writes on NPR.org, quote, how debased the art world has become. What a bunch of phonies. Come on, folks. Haring defaced walls by drawing stick figures on them. That's all. Catherine Madras Anibal had a different opinion. She writes on our website, quote, Haring has remained a great influence for me since I was a child. Keith Haring expressed love and connectedness in the community. If you don't like it, then don't look. Finally, a few letters about our conversation last Sunday with folk and blues musician John Fulbright about his new CD, From the Ground Up.
Well, I don't have many friends. No, it comes from locking yourself in a room and thinking about things for a really long time.
Rebecca Hansbrough writes on our website, John Fulbright, like his music, sounds refreshingly unaffected, honest, and worldly. Wanda Fisher of Schenectady, New York, emailed us saying, I first heard him at the Folk Alliance conference in Memphis. He was on the same stage with two amazing musicians. The format was a round robin, and here was this young kid, barely old enough to vote, or so I thought. Wow, I thought, he's pretty brave, and yet he held his own. I've been telling people about John since that day.
But don't forget me while you're leaving. Just remember.
We like hearing from you. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact Us at the bottom of the page. And I'm on Twitter at @RachelNPR.